Well, there's no question television shows and the industry of television shows is really getting bigger in the fishing business. And some shows are you know, just tournament fishing shows, and others are other things. But with me today is Kim Stricker. And, Kim, you guys have come up with a very unique concept, and you love to dive and you love to do that. But Hook and Look is going to be a great television program on Versus.
Yes, it is. We're, you know, incorporating scuba diving with what would typically be on any other television show. First we hook, we catch some fish, and then we scuba dive and look at the areas. It's definitely a great concept, and it's a great thing to do with my son. The two of us shoot underwater video. Basically underwater, I'm shooting the fish, and Danny's shooting me shooting the fish, kind of a thing. But Danny's been able to get some great strike shots, and you know, we're very fortunate to have Strike King as our title sponsor. But Hook and Look's going to be a good show and definitely unique. And I think it's going to revolutionize the way television shows are done. Granted, it's not an easy thing to do, you know. Basically, most fishermen just, they want to just go fishing. There's a lot of work in doing that, but we love it. I've dove since I was 17 years old. Danny's been certified since he was 13. And my daughter Katie, she's certified also, but hasn't had a chance to dive with us yet.
Well, I'm going to tell you, one of the things I've seen in the clips you've shown me, of course, is the fact that you kind of are the myth busters of bass fishing, because a lot of things that we think, you know, you don't see the animal we're after. You know, it's like deer hunting or something like that. You get to see the deer when you go out there and do that. In fishing, you're throwing against against an animal that you can't see, but you guys are going to prove some things, I think, maybe change the complexion of what people and how they think.
One of the things that has kind of boggled us is, you know how you fish an area and you'll catch two or three fish, and you might have some confidence that there might be a few more fish there. Well, we've dove after, and to find out that there's 40 bass down there, and it's just incredible. You think, my gosh, why can't I get them things to bite? But when they decide to, they're gonna. But you'll see things like that, and we've seen some other things. One of the biggest questions I've get is, have you ever seen anything that's really just blown your mind? Nothing that's really, at least not yet. We're catching pretty much the fish we're seeing size-wise. You know, I haven't gone down. If I'm catching 3 and 4 pounders, that's pretty much what I'm going to see. You might see a 6 or 7 in there, but you don't go down there and see a bunch of 10-pounders. But that's one thing. But it's definitely to travel all over the country and to see underwater the lakes that I've fished. And it confirms a lot of things, but boy, scuba diving, you can fine-tune a spot like you wouldn't believe.
Well, I got to ask you, you know, one thing is everybody knows you're an FLW pro and you fish for Chevy team and some of those kind of things. Do you think the diving, and I would think it's just kind of automatic, has improved your fishing?
Oh, there's no question. You know, I just started getting into this of 3 or 4 years ago. I mean, I've been a certified diver all these years and have never spent the time underwater. And how this all began is, I've always taken pride in my seminars. I started just shooting slides, and when I do a seminar, I have these two stacker units. Then we switched it to PowerPoint, and then I started shooting some video. But then I got thinking, boy, if I could shoot some underwater video. So I ended up investing in a camera and did some underwater video, and everybody at the seminar say, do you have that on a DVD? Well, eventually we came out with Smallmouth Neighborhood, Volume 1, and the way that took off is what sparked doing the show. There's a need for it. The response, we've got the emails, and we're about to have Smallmouth Volume Number 2 out very shortly, so we've been asked for that.
Well, you know, I got to see a lot of the clips. Of course, you were able to show me some of those late second clips, 10-second clips, whatever. And you're fishing with a lot of the best in the business. And are you disproving some theories that they had, too?
I don't know if I've really disproven anything. A lot of confirming and a lot of... There's been some eye-opening, like, whoa, I didn't know that. And you'll have to see the show to pick up on those.
I also got to mention, you guys are communicating to each other. You've got a communications package within the scuba diving outfit, and you can talk to each other when things are going on. You can say, hey, I'm making this cast or whatever. That also adds to the excitement of the program.
That really makes it unique. Ocean Technology Systems, which we're at this moment trying to get them involved in the show, you know, but they've got these full-face masks that I'll be talking to the camera, I'll be talking to Danny, and we have a headset on our guest in the boat. For instance, our first show, Tom Mann Jr., he's up talking about why this particular dock is a good one, the way the channel comes up, and Kim, what are you seeing down there? And it really makes a different show, and I think the viewers are going to love it.
It takes the man on the street to a whole different level, doesn't it?
It absolutely does, and we're really excited, and I can't wait for it to get on the air.
Well, you're with Versus, of course, and you know, you'll get a lot of different airtime. What's the prime airtime on that show?
Well, prime airtime is, I think, Sundays at 10 o'clock and Sunday evenings, but we've started the year. We're going to be in the Outdoor 360 block during the week. It'll air three times a week. I think my times are Monday morning at 7 o'clock, just before Hank Parker's show, and Tuesday at one of those 4:30 in the morning things, but at 1 o'clock in the afternoon on Thursday. I think that's my times. But we'll start there, and I think Versus will open their eyes to it. That's going to be a neat show.
I'm going to make you a bet. We're going to sit here and make a bet. I'm going to make you a bet that you're going to see some underwater footage and a lot of fishing shows coming up. After they see what you're doing, I think that most people are going to say there's a definite advantage. Now, you see, you know, a lot of television shows will have something where they've got a camera right next to the boat, but never with a diver.
Right. And, you know, Danny, my son, has said more than once, let him go do it, because it's not as easy as you would think. For instance, Deanne Hibden did a show with me, and before it, he says, you know, thinking about it, why hasn't anybody else done this? And then he saw all the work we had involved in the communication equipment and everything. He said, now I know why.
And that also the loot, how much money you have to spend.
Well, that's right. There's an a definite investment there. But it's work, but it's well worth what we receive. And also, just getting a diver. If you pay a diver with a camera to go down and film, there's a difference when you're a 25-year veteran of the bass tour and you know what to look for and you know what's quality and what to expect. That makes a big difference.
Well, there's one shot that, folks, I want you to make sure you see. There's a couple of smallmouths that are going head-to-head. I think it was the best two out of three falls, but you just don't see that, you know, in the water. And these fish were actually fighting, I think it was during the spawn.
Right. And it's funny you mentioned that. I'll give you a little preview of Smallmouth Neighborhood Number 2. I have a little deal in there that we put together. It was an aggressive male bass defending its nest. You know, we stay away from their nest. We don't want to disturb them. But you get near them, boy, the aggressive ones will come after you. Well, I put this thing together like a Madison Square Garden fight. I mean, the sound, and I'm, you know, just swinging in the water. I called my opponent Mohammed Smalley, and this fish beats the heck out of me. And it's really cute. I'm looking forward to people to see that.
Well, I talked earlier about being the Mythbusters. One thing that I think is important to note is, you know, I know you're not a proponent of bed fishing, but that's kind of part of what goes with our territory. But you look at the fish that you catch off a bed. Say, for instance, you catch that fish off the bed, you release that fish, and it doesn't take very long for them to come right back to the bed, does it?
No, in fact, we have a show that's going to show that. We've got a show where my son is on the bed, looking at every move my coffee tube is making on the bed, talking to me in the boat. And what's funny is how many times that fish picks it up and Danny's going, set the hook, set the hook! And I go to set it, and it's already spit it. And how many times that happens? You wonder how many times it happens when you're fishing. But we set the hook on this 1 4-pounder. Danny followed all the way to the boat, all the neat fight. When it got right at the boat, it made a jump and got off. And I look at the camera and I say, in real time, let's see how long it takes that fish to go back to the bed. And 80 seconds later, it was back on its bed, and there were no predators. You know, that's... the predator thing is a regional thing. Not all lakes, immediately when you take a fish off, you're going to have all these bluegills come in. It doesn't happen that way. There's certain areas of the country, there's more of that that happens. But we've got footage with absolutely no predators at all, which is good. I don't want to promote it yet. It goes on. I want to promote the catch and the release part of it anyway.
Well, I got to tell you, you know, I'm excited about seeing it. I got the inside scoop. You were able to show me a few of the clips, and I'm looking forward to it. Now, tell me the name of the show again so we don't forget it.
Hook and Look.
Pretty good. That kind of says it all, doesn't it?
That does. Thank you.
Kim Stricker, thanks for being with us at Bass Fan Radio.